There is an endgame, and it's the New World Order. We'll talk about it next.
And does this administration believe that the deep state is a real thing, that there is this shadow government out there actively plotting to sabotage him?
The Bible speaks about a forthcoming global system with a single ruler, government, religion, money system, and more. We have men and women today who seem to be promoting this. Are they just ignorant or are they evil? We'll spend the next two broadcasts discussing this here on Understanding the Times Radio with Jen Markell, Radio for the Remnant. For the next 2 weeks, Jan's guest is Curtis Bowers, producer of the Agenda documentaries. Curtis has sounded a warning to the church that we should be pushing back against this darkness.
History has proven beyond any doubt that the free enterprise that freedom produces provides more for anyone willing to work than any other system. So why would the left still be pushing their socialist agenda on us? I mean, it's really just microwave communism. There's only two possibilities. They're either ignorant or they're evil. From my investigation over the last 2 years into what has caused America's drastic decline, I'm sorry to say the left won't be able to use the ignorant card. They've left too much evidence of their agenda in their books, articles, and speeches. No, America has an enemy that is getting very close to accomplishing its plan of destroying the greatest country in all world history.
And welcome to the program. You know, we look at news, views, truths from a decidedly biblical perspective, and I'm beginning another two-week series. And I've had a number of them in the last couple of months, and I'll explain why as we move along here. But, you know, we hear terms like deep state. We hear terms like shadow government. I've talked about it most recently with Michelle Bachman in studio with me a few weeks ago, even Leo Homan. And people are trying to understand what is happening around the world. There is turmoil. There's government out of control. There's socialism rising. And more than ever, there is the globalist agenda, and they are making their moves. Now, there are a few who are pushing back against all of this. Number one would be President Donald Trump. Another would be, quite frankly, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing against some of the evil that's trying to consume the world. To help us better understand this, I'm so pleased that a familiar voice, his name is Curtis Bowers, is in the Twin Cities, and I'm able to have him in studio, and he is the producer of a two-part video series that we are carrying, and it's Agenda, Grinding America Down. And I had Curtis on back in 2016, and as we were talking before the programming began here, I said, Curtis, the difference in the world and in America between 2016 and spring here of 2019 is stunning. So I want to talk with him about the agenda. I'm going to throw in another question and sort of an element as a part of the discussion. Now, I don't know, folks. Nobody knows. The Antichrist, is he going to be a part of the socialist system, part of the Marxist system? We don't know these things. He's going to be a totalitarian for sure. So he's going to be a globalist. We know that. And I'm going to make a statement here, and I'm going to say this because socialism is simply rearing its ugly head everywhere, and starting with America these days. We are just one election away from being a socialist nation. I couldn't have said that. At least I don't think it would have been quite as obvious back in 2012 and even the 2016 election. I don't think I could have said that. I'm saying it now. The election of 2020, the results of that, if they go haywire, we could become a socialist nation. We'll talk more about that as I move into my programming. Curtis Bowers, welcome to the studios of Understanding the Times Radio.
Thank you so much, Jan, for having me on.
You know, kind of where to start. I want to start a little bit how you got interested in all of this. You were a state legislator in Idaho, and you got a hold of a book, a 1958 book. I had heard of it, not sure I've ever read The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. And he went on to give insight into what the communist agenda was, get control of the schools, get control of the teachers' associations, get control of the NEA, promote transgender, homosexuality, infiltrate the church. We're going to talk about some of this. What did it do to you?
Well, it answered a big question for me. I was there in 2008, a representative in Idaho. I started to analyze things over my whole life, and I realized, you know what? We've been going the wrong direction my whole life. Why is that? Is that an accident, or is it purposeful? And an older gentleman gave me the book, The Naked Communist, and as I went to the section that had the list of 45 current communist goals from the 1950s. Of course, Cleon Skousen had been an FBI agent, and they'd gone in undercover into communist cells throughout America for years, and he kind of collected the data of this is the 45 main things they're talking about. And as I read through that list for the first time in 2008, so it was 50 years later, and I saw they've done all this, but I didn't know it was somebody's goal to promote morality and immorality and pornography and all these areas. And it just shocked me. I couldn't believe it. It just put a fire under me to start figuring out how has this happened? What is going on? And is there any way we can try to stop it?
Infiltrate the church, social justice, discredit the Bible. These are some of the goals outlined in that book that Curtis is talking about. You talk often about radical John Dewey and what he did to the education system. So you read this book. You obviously got enlightened. Then you went and you made a DVD series called Agenda, Grinding America Down. Folks, I'm carrying. It's a two-part DVD. We'll say more about that as we go into programming here. So you made your first film in what year?
We finished it in 2010.
And the second one was?
2016.
And we carried part two for a long time. We sold an awful lot of them. So let me start quizzing you a little bit more, Curtis. It's taken 100 years, roughly. The agenda goes back to roughly 1910, 1912, 1917, Lenin, etc. 100-year agenda to dismantle America. A lot of players in that agenda. Saul Alinsky. I mean, there's so many players in this agenda. How do you even decide where to begin?
That's a good question. I went back to Karl Marx.
Yes.
Because I knew in modern day, he's kind of the father of the communist ideology and philosophies. And so I started with him and kind of came forward and looked at people that had been heavily influenced by him. A lot of people don't know it, but the communist structure worldwide was already in existence before the Soviet Union came about in 1917. Those ideas had already penetrated into a lot of elites and a lot of people, college students and things. Vladimir Lenin, who started the Soviet Union, he was just one of the young people that happened to read Marx and caught a vision from it and then committed his life to implementing it. So many groups kind of sprang off from that that weren't quite as hardcore like the Fabian Socialist Society. They all had different approaches to accomplishing the same goal, which was a world government that was socialist in nature, but totalitarian in that it wanted to make everyone do what was right and make it be a peaceful, wonderful world, which, of course, you can't do it that way because it doesn't work that way.
And you said that because you and I exchanged some extensive emails as we were trying to set up these recording sessions. And you said to me that some of the following have had huge influence. Always George Soros. We've got the banking cartels. We've got the media. We've got academia. We've got elite groups. We've got think tanks. We've got the Council on Foreign Relations. We've got the whole education system. You feel their goal is Marxism, and I would agree with you. I feel it's a one-world government. The one-world government may be Marxist or socialist. I don't think we know. And you talk about some major players, Institute for Policy Studies. You talk about the Council on Foreign Relations. Why don't you just talk to us for a minute on CFR and why that is so important in this whole scenario?
Well, yeah, the Council on Foreign Relations, which most people have heard of, because it's so respected in Washington, D.C., is one of the most dominant think tanks of where all our congressmen and senators get the policy papers to move forward and what they feel is best for our country and everything. But if you study, you go back and, well, who started the Council on Foreign Relations? You see very quickly, well, the Rockefeller family did in 1921. Was there any information that would let us know what they were all about? Well, yeah, they talk about our goal is to work toward implementing a world government. Right from the beginning, they were not hiding things or trying to act like they're doing one thing and not another. But over the years, since FDR, almost every president, most of his main advisors and cabinet members have been members of CFR.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's how powerful it is. So it makes you go, I want to know more about that. If that is what is influencing our country more than any other individual organization, what's it all about? Even Ronald Reagan, who I admired and appreciated, most of the members of his cabinet were CFR members. They have put themselves in Washington, D.C. as the experts on everything. If you want to have the wisdom and intellect of what is best, you will use us to give you the policy papers to decide how to go forward. But as you look into them and you study the Rockefeller family, were they really wanting what's best for America? You find out, no, they openly say they were not.
I do a DVD presentation called Hidden in Plain View, The New World Order and Bible Prophecy, and I I quote David Rockefeller, and you've got the quote. David Rockefeller says himself, "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will." And then he says, "If that's the charge," Rockefeller says, "I stand guilty and I am proud of it." So this guy's bragging about his evil and his one-worldism.
Yes, I think toward the end of his life, some of these people in their pride, because they see over their life how much they have accomplished, and they start to boast. So he says, "I'm proud of it." And now think about what he just said he's proud of. "I'm proud of working against the best interest of the United States to implement a one-world government." If you study the family, you realize their influence has been second to none of anyone in the 20th century, because they had the money, they had the connections, they had the influence, and they, as he tells us, were using it to take down the United States. Well, I'm working against the best interest of the United States.
Some of the issues are currently being focused on by the progressive agenda. They're very troubling because they're gaining ground. They're gaining more attention. And it's partly because in the 2018 election, we had some socialists gain some seats in the House, particularly. A couple of them are Muslim young women, but we've got others. We've got Commissar Sanders. And that's why I say the election of 2020, and we can talk about its importance later, but the next election goes wrong, we've got a socialist country here. Guaranteed employment, the whole minimum wage, affordable housing, Medicare for all, this is what we keep hearing about. Higher taxes, of course, on the wealthy. Reparations, we're hearing about this all the time. Data collection on race and wealth. Anyway, these are all Democrat Party position talking points. Those running for president on the left-hand side are all talking about this. Even AOC is talking about, well, we'll pay you if you don't want to work. This comes right out of the playbook that you've been analyzing.
That's exactly right. I mean, all those things you just talked about that everyone listening has heard the Democrats putting forward in the House as this is the agenda, this is where we're moving forward towards. I happened to find, as I was researching, I went to the IPS website, the Institute for Policy Studies, another think tank that is incredibly influential in Washington, D.C. It happens to all be from one of their policy papers. Here's what they say about themselves on their own website. IPS is a progressive think tank dedicated to building a more equitable, which of course is a word for socialist, ecologically sustainable and peaceful society. In partnership with dynamic social movements, revolutions, we turn transformative policy ideas into action. As I researched them, because I realized they had so much influence in Washington, D.C., I happened to come across something that we now know from some of the declassified documents of the FBI and things. The IPS was started in the late 60s with money from the KGB, and all of the founding members were not communist members, but their parents were. So they were the red diaper babies from a communist parents that said, "We're going to start a think tank in Washington, D.C. And by the way, we have enough good connections. The KGB is going to give us the money to fund this thing, and we're going to get it going so we can start right at the top influencing public policy for America."
And folks, we're carrying the two-part DVD agenda. We're offering it for $25 if you're in the U.S. It's $6 shipping. You can call us as well. Find it on my website. I want to play a clip. It's actually from the film, and we'll talk about it after it's airing.
Their entire purpose was to detach our culture from any moral anchors whatsoever.
You look at the changes in America since 1960, perhaps. The whole culture has been transformed.
They're coming out of the belief that the village should raise the child. And the village means the government.
They have deliberately destroyed the American family, understanding that's the foundational block that builds a society.
We've come from Norman Rockwell's America to, Hugh Hefner's America.
If we lose the Judeo-Christian framework, we're lost forever.
The left wants you to think that the cultural changes that have taken place in America since the 1960s have done nothing but progress us forward toward a brave new world. This film will show that the brave new world they seek is nothing more
than the failed policies and ideologies of the communism that enslaved over a third of the world's population during the 20th century. It will show that most people on the left aren't communist, just the useful idiots Lenin spoke of, being used to promote a socialist agenda, which is the first and necessary step toward communism.
I think this is one of the most serious threats to our country at the present time.
It will show they've done everything in their power to dumb down our children, undermine our families, rewrite our history, and promote obscenity and immorality everywhere that they can.
They look at what holds society together, they understand it, but they don't want that. They want change, and they will subvert and rot every good and decent thing we believe in, because they have a vision for a new society, and that must mean the replacement of the old society.
If you just joined me, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here. In studio with me is Curtis Bowers. He is the producer, writer, director of the DVD set, two-part series, Agenda, Grinding America Down, and he's kind of on a speaking tour across the country. I was privileged to get him into the studio today as he's in the Twin Cities area here for a week or so. Curtis, I think the point of that little clip was, you said it earlier, first comes socialism, then comes communism. So right now we're hearing, of course we heard it from Barack Obama, we got to spread the wealth around, but now it's blatant. Bernie Sanders wants to give away everything. But first comes the socialist agenda. That's just the precursor to the ultimate, the red agenda.
That's right. In a free society, you can't sell communism.
Of course not.
But you can sell socialism. So that's what they sell. They hope you're ignorant of history, so you right. don't understand where that's going to end once government gets control of everything. But yeah, they sell the socialism, and a lot of people jump on board, especially the young, because they don't have history on their side of knowing how it turns out. And so they sign up, and yeah, I'm voting for my free college education. I'm voting for my free medicine. I'm voting for my free guaranteed employment, not knowing the government doesn't have any money. Right. For it to spend money on all those things, it has to forcibly take it from somebody else. They're under this illusion it can work, but it doesn't work. And the reason why socialism will always eventually turn into communism is because it has to. There's a point when it starts to collapse, those in power are not willing to lose their power. And so the guns come out and say, now you must work or you will be executed, because you have to work because of the system. We're running out of money. And Margaret Thatcher many years ago very humorously reminded us, socialism is great, but eventually you run out of other people's money.
Absolutely. You said, and I'm kind of quoting you here, you said the end game is the New World Order. What did you mean by that? I know what I would mean if I said that, but what did you mean?
Yes, it's the one world government.
The one world government.
Yeah, that's the end game. It always has been. And if you read the different books and articles of these groups of people from the late 1800s forward, they knew to implement a one world government, though, America has to go. Because you cannot have one exception to the rule that is shining so brightly, because then even all the other poor countries of the world are going to say, we don't want a one world government, we want to be like America. And so that example has to be brought down, so they're the only option.
Leaps right out of the Bible, folks. Revelation 13, Revelation 17 talks extensively and in detail about a one world ruler, a one world government, a one world religion. It's globalism. It's on the horizon. We just don't know when it's going to blossom. And in these productions by Curtis Bower, he just shows you how for the last 100 years, and it goes well beyond 100 years, it's been an orchestrated effort to take down America with the red agenda. As he says, it starts with a little more innocent sounding things. Let's spread the wealth around. Quoting you here, Curtis, you say world government is the agenda, and they realized long ago the only way to accomplish this is by taking America down, stopping any movement worldwide that seeks freedom and independence, and creating as many wars as possible to make mankind feel the only hope of peace is world government. Many say that war is going to be the primary tool to make people long for stability, to make them long for world government. I'm going to editorialize, Curtis, and you can comment if you like. I think it will be a combination of things. It could be terrorism, environmental crisis. It could be a World War III. I think it will also be the rapture of the church. And I believe strongly that's a pre-trib type of an experience, the rapture of the church. Christians are gone. Utter chaos breaks out. All of this will fall into place very neatly.
Yes, they always like to use chaos and issues. Like Rahm Emanuel said, don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. He exposed their agenda. But yes, a rapture event would be a dream come true for them, where you eliminate all the people that are against you instantly, but then have such chaos when a billion people are gone that it would demand, if it hadn't happened to that point. It would demand a world government immediately. We know there's Christians in every country in the world, and it would cause that kind of problem.
I want to talk a little bit about young people, because this is the target, and these younger folks are susceptible. Some of them haven't lived long enough to see the dark side that obviously is there. Young people and minorities, you feel, are being targeted. They're being used. They're manipulated by the deep state, by the globalists. A system is set up that's going to enslave them. They can't figure that out. And it's raising the next generation of servitude. That's quoting you. But when the education system was taken over 100 years ago, it prepared the way for all of this. And it's only getting worse. I don't, other than homeschooling and private schools, which not everybody can afford and all, it's just going to get worse. It's brainwashing of tens and tens and tens of millions of kids.
Yes, it is. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." Of course, religious, he was talking about Christianity back then. "It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Our enemies knew what he said was true. And that's why the targets have always been our morality and our Christianity, so that we're not capable of handling as a people the freedoms we have. And so they have gone after our young people to make them immoral, to make them rebel against God by acting like that's foolishness and taking God out of the schools, taking the Ten Commandments out of the schools. And they knew exactly what they were doing. It adds credibility to our cause, and that our enemies are always attacking the very things we, as Christians and American patriots, say, hey, we got to watch out in this area or that area. They are our greatest support in showing that what we are saying is true.
I think, and I want to stay on this topic for a minute or two here as well, as far as the young people go. And you say millennials are played for fools, and they have been dumbed down, again, the educational system, and they've been taught to believe that it's not cool to believe against the socialist system, that they must go along with this, and they must be convinced that free enterprise does not work. And I think a lot of Americans are shocked when we hear this AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, come out and make the insane statements she makes. But Curtis Bowers, she's resonating with a lot of people, particularly if they're under age 35. She's connecting with them. Help us understand why.
She's connecting with them because our young people in America, the millennials, don't know they've been dumbed down. They've been taught the opposite. They've been raised in a generation that's gotten a trophy just for participating. Mm. And you've got an award whether you came in last place or first place. And so they feel like they're the smartest and the sharpest generation that has ever walked on this earth. But the reality is they're probably the dumbest generation. I do not say that to attack them. That's not their fault. We have allowed them to be raised in a system that has brainwashed them and psychologically manipulated them. But here's what's going to happen. And it's very clear to me. I used to own several restaurants and was in the restaurant business. And most of my employees were college students or college graduates. And I loved working with them and debating the issues with them. But here's what it is. Everyone listening, you will know people that fit into this category. Young people that did what they were told. Hey, if you go to college, you can get a good job. So they've gone K through 12, and then they went four more years to college. But the colleges didn't teach them much of anything, or the K through 12 that would help them be productive in life, be successful in life. So they get out and they think they're sharp and smart and the best generation ever, but they can't get a job. And so they start to all of a sudden go, I couldn't be the problem because I'm the smartest kid there's ever been. It must be the system is the problem. This free enterprise system isn't just. I'm sharp. I have a college degree and I still can't get a good job. And so this was a very strategic approach. They knew if you dumb them down and then you make them believe that they should be able to make it in life, and they find out they can't because you really haven't prepared them, they're going to be sitting ducks to say, yeah, we need a new system. This capitalist free enterprise system does not work. And that's what's happening right now. I've heard so many young people say that. We need a system change. And that's what has orchestrated that.
Well, you say that the educational system captures 85% of our young people yearly. 85%.
That's our numbers, like inside the Southern Baptist Church or something, where you have a huge number of Christian families there. So this is not just any kid. It's kids that is raised in a home that go to church every Sunday. And they are telling us we're losing, as they poll their own young people, 85% of our young people are leaving the church within 1 year of attending college, and they're not coming back.
They only know liberalism, socialism, Marxism, globalism. That's what they're spoon-fed in the public education system.
Yes, and they're not getting anything else from their parents most of the time, or the church, or anything.
So, well, that's a tragedy.
Yeah, so that's all they really know, and they've been in a culture of this political correctness that has whipped them into line, where they realize if you don't go along to get along, you will be an outcast. Mm-hmm. In their lonely state that they are, where their most of their friends are just in Facebook or in a text or whatever, they're so lonely to think to be ostracized, they wouldn't give that up for anything because they don't have very many friends to begin with.
Well, here's where I'd like to go. Probably not quite through with what's happening to the young people of the Western world, because indeed they are being seduced. We also need to talk a little bit about how the church has enabled this, the infiltration of the church. All of this and so much more, folks, is on the two-part DVD series that we carry. It's in my store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. You can give us a call, Central Time, get on my print or e-newsletter list. And the two-part DVD, we're just offering it for $25. If you're in the U.S., it's $6 shipping. Again, if you've got any issues, just call my office. Again, Central Time. So much more we have to cover. I'm doing a two-part series with Curtis Bowers. And Curtis, best way to get a hold of you is?
AgendaDocumentary.com. That's our website. There's a contact button there if you'd like me to come and speak in your area or need any additional information.
Curtis is on a speaking tour. He happens to be in the Twin Cities. I was able to get him here for a couple of programs. I think he's going to be a part of David Wheaton's ministry as well. I'm coming back in just a minute or two. I'm going to continue. We're going to wrap up program one, talking to Curtis Bowers. Don't go away. Be coming right back.
We hope the topics and understanding the Times Radio are helpful to you. If so, let us hear from you. You can contact us through our website at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Or write us at Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. We consider this broadcast to be an early warning system about all things invading the world and the church. More with Jen Markell and Curtis Bowers in a moment. It is now on the horizon. Understanding the Times 2019, Saturday, September 21st. Tickets will go on sale June 1st. They are general admission only and are $25, but include a lunch. After June 1st, we're asking that you call the Brush Fire Agency at 888-338-5338 or sign up online at brushfire.com. That number again is 888-338-5338 after June 1st. We are featuring six speakers, and we begin at 8:45 a.m. Church doors open at 7 a.m. And the location is again Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, just outside of Minneapolis. Consult our website for hotel information. Our speakers include Dr. Robert Jeffress.
These signs that have been around for a long time, they are increasing in frequency and intensity. I think something big's about to happen.
Yeah,
I believe we're in the last days. I believe the Lord is going to return.
Amir Sarfati.
And at the last trumpet, we're going to be out of here. There will be certain events around the world, and there will be the last trumpet, and we don't know the day, and we don't know the hour, but we understand the times and the seasons.
Pastor J.D. Farag.
Because there's coming a time, and I believe it's very soon, when that trumpet's going to sound, and everything here matters no more. I mean, shouldn't that affect us, the way we live our lives?
Pastor Jack Hibbs.
And he's not only spoken to us in his word, he is speaking to us right now in world events. He's requiring you and I to take what we're seeing in the world and match it up against the Word of God.
And Jan Markell.
I believe that the world is longing for a man with a plan, for a Mr. Fix-It. It says down at the bottom of here, is there a leader who can stop the chaos?
We will also have a greeting from Lori Cardoza Moore from Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. The event will be live streamed at no cost. Again, that's Saturday, September 21, just outside of Minneapolis. We invite all remnant believers to better understand the times and become watchmen on the wall. Make friends for life at this annual conference. Learn why things aren't falling apart. They are falling into place.
Anytime a people openly rebel against God and think they know better, like humanism does and secularism, he blinds you. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So they will work with every ounce of energy in their being to destroy the very country their own grandchildren are going to live in. That's how spiritual blindness works.
Jen Markell and Curtis Bowers wrap up part one of a two-part series next. The Antichrist will be handed a government system that may be socialist, may be Marxist, but for sure will be globalist. He will become the single ruler of the world. He will be ruthless. The church escapes his wrath in the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. Let's return to Jan and Curtis Bowers. Find his cutting-edge two-part documentary in our store at olivetreeviews.org.
Venezuela was once a thriving, prosperous country, but under socialist leaders like Hugo Chavez and now Nicolas Maduro, the government's seizure of companies meant that when their main resource, oil, saw volatility, well, the economy collapsed. Now nearly 9 in 10 Venezuelans live in poverty. Food is so scarce, reports say that some have been forced to eat pigeons and cats they find in the street. Now, Maduro has only tightened his grip, imprisoning political opponents, and all of this leading to violent clashes. And the global community, including the U.S., has lined up behind opposition leader Juan Guaido. Now, despite all that, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is, well, you guessed it, blaming us.
A lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela. And we've sort of set the stage for where we are arriving today. This particular bullying and the use of sanctions.
Here now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, thank you for being with us tonight. Now, when you hear a member of the House of Representatives put the blame squarely on the, quote, bullies in the United States, what we're seeing tonight in Venezuela, what's your reaction?
So the nicest thing I could say is it's unbelievable ignorance. It's just factually wrong. You hit it in your opening, Laura. The problems in Venezuela have been years in the making. It's been a socialist regime, first with Chavez, now with Maduro. The destruction of a wealthy nation, the nation with more oil reserves than any other country in the world.
Beautiful country,
and a
too.
Beautiful country with beautiful real estate, beautiful shorelines, all kinds of opportunity for a member of Congress who, frankly, one who sits on an important national security committee to make a statement blaming America First in this way. It's not only ignorant, it's disgusting.
And welcome back. The mindset that we're talking about that our congresswoman from Minnesota was referring to, of course, is the glories of socialism, which always brings complete and utter disaster. Let me just say a word here about a couple of things, because some of you are going to want some CDs of this programming. I want to clarify what's happened to our CD ministry here, because we had to discontinue that in December, and that's due to postal issues. The post office crushed many of our CD packages, and we had to discontinue that service. Now, you can go to my website, olivetreeviews.org, and burn CDs yourself. It's very easy. If you don't know how to do it, a kid or a grandkid can show you real easy. You can call my office if you'd like. But we can't provide CDs any longer. So I say that because some of you will want CDs of this programming. It's very important. I've asked Curtis Bowers, who's ministering in the Minnesota area, to swing by my studio to talk about what's happening to the Western world, but particularly to America. There's an agenda to grind it down, to first turn it socialist, then turn it absolutely bright red Marxist. And we don't know what the one world system is going to look like. It will be totalitarian, that much we know. The Antichrist will be a totalitarian dictator. Will he come in on the wings of socialism, Marxism, both? We don't know, but he will come in by way of a one world system. So that's what's in the making. And that's why this is relevant information. It's biblical information. Curtis, I played that clip of Venezuela. This is the ultimate. This is what happens. You got the glory of South America, Venezuela. What is it today?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel it's God being merciful to us to have another example as we're getting ready to approach socialism of going, this doesn't work. So even young people, maybe that, again, have been ignorant in the past, if they look into Venezuela, they'll see, wasn't that a socialist country? And it's so wealthy. Why is it collapsing? Why are 9 out of 10 starving to death? The fact that our democratic congressmen and senators can still be talking about socialism when it's collapsing right before our eyes is kind of, it's a spiritual blindness, obviously, as you know. When you rebel against God, you become so blind, you can't see what's right in front of your face.
You know, I think, and we were talking about young people and how they're just gullible for what we're talking about. We've got some programs that have conditioned them from Goals 2000, No Child Left Behind, now Common Core. Be nice if we could get rid of some of these programs because they're all preparing kids for the New World Order. Yet good presidents, both sides of the aisle, keep pushing these educational system gimmicks that don't work. They're brainwashing.
That's right. And it didn't matter if it's the Republican or the Democrat. Yeah. We keep doing exactly what we've been doing, just adding more money to it. And we think we're going to get a different result. And it's crazy. But I encourage parents that are listening to really take seriously the responsibility you have before God to make sure your children are not only educated in a way that's beneficial to their life, but in truth. So they know, they can discern these things, the difference between truth and error. Because as parents, ultimately, we are the ones responsible for what they will believe and being the primary influencers in their lives. And we homeschool as a family and we love that. And I know there's different options, but we do it. The primary reason we started doing it 20 years ago, because I saw this stuff going on and I said, not my kids. So I encourage you to consider praying about making some drastic changes if your children are in the government school system that is against them.
You know, and you told me as you came into the studio and you're doing some meetings here in Minnesota area, you asked how many in your audiences had even seen your production agenda, Grinding America Down. A lot of them hadn't seen it, weren't real familiar with it. It's several years old now, but still so relevant, still so up to date. And yet they come to your meetings because now they see, all right, we heard back in 08, 09, let's spread the wealth around. That was Barack Obama. But now we've got candidates for the president. Again, I call him Commissar Bernie, running for president, Democrat Party. Proud, card-carrying socialist, not just him, there are others. So this has advanced so far. When your folks that you're speaking to at your meetings actually hear some of this information, they don't have the background of your videos. This is new information to them. What kind of response are they giving you?
It's overwhelmingly positive because it's starting to help them see the big picture, which you have to see. I encourage you to get these from Jan because the first DVD, The Agenda Grinding America Down, it came out 10 years ago, but it goes through the history of how we've gotten to where we are. And I think it's more powerful today than when I made it because I keep getting emails, people going, this is almost prophetic.
Prophetic.
Your DVDs now. And then the second one goes into all the issues that are happening right now, the environmental movement, how they're taking over the evangelical church and all these things. So you understand the times. That's what Jan's about. That's what obviously you're about because you're listening and you need to understand the times. And watching just these two films, you'll have a PhD in understanding what has happened to our country and then what you need to be doing to make a difference and be faithful with the time God has given you.
And you also said to me, though, Curtis, that the people come to you at these meetings, and I know because I get the emails, and when I go out speaking, I hear the same, and that is not all churches, but too often their church has let them down. Their church won't speak about these issues. There's gross ignorance. What else are they saying about the church?
Well, they just feel like, the church, it's hard to find a good one that actually will stand on the Bible completely and not apologize for parts of it or ignore parts of it. It's hard to find churches where they're really growing. They're being fed in a way they can grow and mature and influence others. And the pastors that are listening to this, and I'm sure you're the good ones because you're listening, but your responsibility of a pastor is onefold. It is to please God by preaching Genesis to Revelation, by feeding those sheep, especially the fathers, so then they can shepherd their own families. The people are desperate for it. When I come and talk at a church as a guest speaker, I get mobbed afterward of, it's so nice to hear direct, straight talk about what we should be doing as Christians, how to do it, and what's going on. So it's sad that that's the way it is right now.
And a frequent comment you hear is they can't find a church.
Right.
That's probably the most frequent email this ministry gets is where can I find a good church? I want to say one more word here too about the left's hatred of Christianity since we're talking about that right now. They call it the rotting corpse of Christianity. They so despise people of faith. And I heard Rush Limbaugh say, this is a month ago now, he said, folks, if you knew how much the left hates you and hates your faith, you would be utterly shocked. Why do you think this is?
Because they know Christianity embodies everything they're trying to destruct in our country and flip on its head. Here's the thing. I think sometimes we give them too much credit. Mm. It's their commander-in-chief who understands exactly how everything God intended it to be, and he's not stopping until everything has been flipped on its head. Satan knows the system, and these people, they're his useful idiots, whether they know it or not. Mm-hmm. I was so shocked that as I've studied this, I go, how do these people know so precisely how important it is to have morality, how important it is to have strong families? They wanted to, no, we got to take down the family. We got to, oh, the churches, they're deadly. We got to get into those seminaries, and we got to become the professors to push it away from the Bible. And it doesn't surprise me, because also as you study world history and as you read the Bible, any time a people openly rebel against God and think they know better, like humanism does and secularism, he blinds you. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So they will work with every ounce of energy in their being to destroy the very country their own grandchildren are going to live in. That's how spiritual blindness works.
We talked earlier, Curtis, about, well, Rahm Emanuel said it well, and never let a crisis go to waste. It's going to take some sort of a crisis that's going to fully launch the things that we're talking about, the entire red agenda in the United States. We're going to play another clip of a fellow who's monitored the global agenda for 30 years, Gary Kaa. Then I'm going to comment when we finish that clip.
I believe the purpose of terrorism is to get the people, especially of the Western nations, to the point where they would be willing to embrace a certain solution that under normal circumstances they would never embrace. In other words, I believe the purpose of terrorism is to tighten the screws and to step up the pressure to get people to embrace a world government, which would be proposed as the solution to bring about world peace and to end terrorism. And I really think that's the purpose of it. It's because most people of the world would not go along with the idea of a world government. To surrender all of our national sovereignties and submit some of our freedoms to this concept of an overriding government that would be over the whole world is frightening. But if people can be scared into accepting something like that, seeing it as a good development that will protect them from terrorism, then perhaps they will go along with it. If the world doesn't have any major problems, if they don't have terrorism to run from or to deal with, then there's no reason why people should embrace world government. So there has to be a reason first, and I believe terrorism is that reason.
Well, okay, that's Gary Kaa's opinion, and I think that's probably one of the issues that could bring about such a drastic change in America. And I said in the first part of the programming, I believe the rapture will be the ultimate issue that will bring on the fulfillment of the agenda, which has been going on for 100 years, and that would be the agenda to bring America down. I think, Curtis, I'd also like to play a clip. Again, this is from your film, Agenda. You've got so many top people talking. You've got Trevor Loudon. You've got so many that are so gifted and explaining exactly how this happened and what we need to be watching for, because it's going to keep happening unless some of us get a little more active in pushing back. This is a clip right out of your film. I believe it's DVD number one.
You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
And this is the point I think Americans need to comprehend. If America goes down economically, it will go down militarily. If America goes down militarily, we all go down. The free world is finished, and it will be finished for a very, very long time.
Everything, practically, is in a self-destructive mode.
We're in the most critical period we've been since the Revolutionary War.
You're not alert, you're not awake with what's happening.
They would just as soon see this country on its knees and everything equalized.
That concept of collectivism, big government, is a magnet for the predator class.
The plans for all this are to have everything globally in place by 2020.
If we're that dumb and we allow this to happen, We deserve everything we're going to get, because we're going to get it right in the neck.
We're headed into what could be a nightmare that would make all the atrocities of the 20th century look like they were a dress rehearsal.
When people are afraid, they ask government to do more, not less.
Their theories are designed to scare the people to believe there's a crisis when there is not a crisis at all. There's no crisis.
I think we are losing more and more freedom because we are afraid.
The left wants you to believe that catastrophe is always just around the corner. And the only way to avoid it is to do exactly what they say. But this film will show everything they do is just a Trojan horse of deceit, carefully crafted to advance their real agenda of finishing America off.
In that clip, Curtis Bowers, somebody said the goal here is 2020. What did she mean by that?
That was the trailer for Agenda 2, and she was talking about a particular educational policy to really get global, where it's finally global control of all the schools with a very similar curriculum so that all the children on the planet are being raised in the same type of way. They're shocked that it's taken this long. They thought by 2000, the game's over for sure. I think that adds such credibility to our founders that even when people have been actively in positions of power trying to dismantle it for over 100 years, it is held together because they were using biblical principles to put chains on government because they knew man was evil, and they knew if government can get away with it, it will. And that's what's happened over the last 100 years, where we've slowly ignored the constitutional restraints government has, and now they just keep growing and growing.
Talking to Curtis Bowers for the hour, and you can learn more at his website, which is agendadocumentary.com. You can find the two-part DVD set in my store at olivetreeviews.org. Curtis, I want to talk a little bit more, and we're going to continue this next week because I don't want to rush this, and that is, you made a statement to me. I think you might have written it in an email. They, meaning these globalists, those that are pushing for this agenda, they literally tell Congress what their next assignments are. Explain what you mean by that.
Like those think tanks we were talking about earlier in the show, the CFR and the IPS, government has become dependent on those groups. Mm-hmm. They're part of the oversight committees for Congress. They're the ones that present the policy. And then the White House, this Congress, they, that's what's next. Just like we were saying earlier, the Democratic policy they've been putting forward since Nancy Pelosi came in this time is straight from the IPS, word for word from their list of here's the next agenda. And so, you know, wow, that's amazing. They've just published a new policy paper that you can see online. That's everything she's saying, word for word. And you start to realize, wow, those think tanks have a lot of influence.
They do.
And we don't realize it. Those are things that are behind the scenes that we wonder why our representatives don't do what we say. Well, they've got people that are experts telling them what to do. But those experts have an agenda. And that's what we need to wake people up about.
I use the term shadow government. I don't think that's conspiratorial, do you?
No. The left has made us feel like it is.
So
they don't want us saying anything. Anytime someone immediately attacks you saying that's a conspiracy theory, whether they know it or not, they've been trained to not listen. Wouldn't you listen to anyone's argument over anything and then analyze if it's good or bad or true or false? But they want to shut things down. No, it's not a conspiracy theory at all. Once you dig in and you see that, oh my goodness, these groups really do exist. They really do present policy papers. And Congress really does seem to follow them as if they were exactly what's best for America.
We've got an obstacle in the way of the agenda, and I've talked about him many times on this program. Michelle Bachmann and I talked about President Trump when she was here a few weeks ago. He's the biggest obstacle to this agenda because, number one, he's not a globalist, but secondly, he's not interested in socialism. He's a businessman, not interested in communism. He's a capitalist. My concern is this bunch of radicals, and that's what they are. They're a bunch of radicals. Somehow going to get President Trump out of office. Obviously, they're obsessed with collusion and impeachment and all of that because, am I wrong, but he's standing in the way of the agenda? Isn't that obvious?
It's amazing. It's a very unlikely candidate, in my opinion. I was not even very excited about him at all in 2016. And then he gets elected, and all of a sudden I start to see two things that were key to me. I believe he absolutely loves America, and he loves the American people. So not that he will be perfect, but he will always be trying to act in the way he believes is best for us, which is, that's so rare since Reagan and before him, it's been 100 years. But yes, he is not part of their system, and that's why the assault that anyone has observed that's never happened in the history of America against a president over everything, any word out of his mouth, anything he does, even if it's things they said themselves they'd like to do 10 years ago.
That's right.
If he's doing
exactly
it,
right.
It's evil. It's wrong, like the southern border. Yeah. All the Democrats were for that 10 years ago. And now it's the most evil plan ever devised. So no, we need to be praying for him, that he will continue to have wise counsel, that he'll get saved, and that God will continue to have mercy on us by allowing him to stay in office and to keep dismantling this beast, which has not been dismantled by a single president at any level since it was started over 100 years ago. So it's really key. And it makes me smile because I go, that's how God does things. Mm-hmm. He picks somebody, you go, he's not going to use him. And he does use them to have mercy on us. We need to have such a grateful heart because we deserved Hillary. That is absolutely who we deserved. And we know what she would have done to our country as fast as she could. And God said, no, I'm going to give you a little more time. And so we need to use that time to influence others, especially our children and grandchildren, neighbors, friends, and wake them up to, hey, this is where we're going. And these movies, I believe, are the best tool to do that.
They're excellent, folks. I've seen them. Again, you can get them in my store, olivetreeviews.org. It's two DVDs, and we're offering it for $25, $6 shipping if you're in the U.S. here. Otherwise, call us or get my print or e-newsletter. They'll be featured in those publications as well. Curtis, I made a statement as we came on air here, opening program one, that we're one election away from socialism. And if there's one thing, and I know we said in 2008, most important election in 50 years, 2012, most important election, 2016, most important election, our 18 midterms, most important election in midterm history, and it went very badly. But 2020, you cast the wrong ballot, we could be waving a socialist flag in a few years.
Yeah, unfortunately, the way history works is when the pendulum swings back, it always goes so much farther than you ever dreamed it would. Okay. It is that way. We're right on the precipice. So every election will be, probably we'll say this in 2024 too, mm-hmm. because if Trump gets in there for four more years and does good things, then it'll be who's coming in. But the reality is this 2020, we will either take the step off the cliff or we won't. And hopefully, if we don't, we're able to, as a country, back up 10, 20, 30 paces from the cliff during that 4 years of educating others about getting good representatives in there, about standing up, building strong churches, building strong families to make a difference. And God is pleased when we are shining our light into the darkness. America is dark because what has happened to the church, as they have believed the lie that Jesus belongs inside the four walls of the church. We brought our lights in and hid them in the church, and slowly America got darker and darker. And we look out the windows of the church and go, why is it so dark out there? Mm-hmm. It's because we're hiding inside the church. Mm-hmm. We need to get out, shine the light, speak the truth, and influence one person at a time with the truth. God is so pleased with that. Sometimes he blesses our efforts and he does the impossible then. Just like the little boy who gave his loaves and fishes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Then Jesus said, that's all I need. Now I'll feed the 5,000. So that's what we need to do, is be faithful.
So I've been talking for the hour to Curtis Bowers. You can learn more at agendadocumentary.com. We're going to continue this in a part two series next week. And here's just a few places I still want to go in the balance of the programming. There's actually a lot more to talk about. Couldn't do it all in 1 hour. It'd be impossible. I want to talk about the banking industry a little bit and the role that it plays. How about the Federal Reserve? You do realize it's neither federal nor a reserve. And it's a very, quite frankly, I'm going to use the word, be blunt here, it's a very conspiratorial organization. It's very dark. I want to talk about how has this infiltrated the church? And it has big time. 100 years ago, began infiltrating our seminaries. And when we look at the church today, what do we see is probably one of the most important talking points, social justice. That's not the way it was 30 and 50 years ago, I guarantee you. Not in the evangelical church, certainly religious left it was. But now the church is more interested in saving the planet than the Great Commission. So I want to talk about some of those things. How has environmentalism invaded the church? Why can we go to some evangelical websites that used to be solid as a rock, talking only about furthering the gospel, and all we see is the green agenda? Not that we don't want to be environmentally conscious. I'm all for that. Don't ever hear me saying that because the environmental agenda has been simply corrupted by, quite frankly, communism, that we shouldn't be good stewards of the environment, because obviously the Bible tells us that we are to be stewards of the environment. So we're going to talk about some of these things and much more in part two of this programming. You can always access it on my website, olivetreeviews.org. We post new programming every Saturday morning. We post it to our YouTube channel. That's under Jan Markell, where we now have images images so you can see visually everything that we're talking about on our YouTube channel. Find all of this early Saturday morning. You can find it at oneplace.com if you miss the radio programming itself. You can download the OnePlace mobile app and you can just have it downloaded to your various devices. So that's how you can catch the programming. If you only get a part of the program and want to hear the rest of it, do so electronically. Our electronic audience is growing by leaps and bounds. Find us on social media, Facebook, Jan Markell's Olive Tree Ministries, on Twitter at Olive Tree Men. We're on Instagram, and I already said we're very active on YouTube. I hope these two programs will, quite frankly, wake up a sleeping church. As Curtis and I travel about the country and talk to fellow believers, a lot of them, if they're at these meetings, they're awake, but their fellow believers in their home churches are sound asleep. So we need to get a lot of messages out to them best we can, as quickly as we can. Time is running out. I'm going to go out of the program. I think it's obvious that we live in troubled times. The tumult of our times could get even more intense than it is now, so I encourage you to hang on to the truth of Scripture. I'm quoting Philippians 4, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you." Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We don't present any information to scare you, but rather to prepare you for our perilous times. We can be salt and light and delay the decay, and we can spread the gospel while we still are able. If you would like to financially support this radio outreach, write with a tax-deductible gift to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. You can give electronically and also text to give. Consult our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We will continue our two-part series with Curtis Bowers next weekend. You can always listen online on our YouTube channel under Jan Markell, on our website, or at oneplace.com. You can have the program downloaded to your devices with the OnePlace mobile app. Thanks for trusting Understanding the Times Radio at a time of instability and insecurity in our world.